Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Yes, we're joined by Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. And let's go out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline where Brian Baldinger joins us. And Baldy, I'm going to ask you the same question or similar question to what I started you with last week, and that is this Ravens defense broken?
Well, through 5 weeks it is. I mean, we give up 13 touchdown passes, the league worst right now. I mean, there is no defense of that. Houston was struggling as much as anybody. They didn't have any problem throwing it. So, you know, it's a combination of, you know, lack of pressure, lack of pass rush, a lot of time to throw, and then, you know, not very good coverage behind it. So, like, that's got to get fixed if they're going to turn things around here defensively.
Well, Baldy, they brought in Alohi Gilman in the Adafe Owe trade. C.J. Gardner-Johnson was signed to their practice squad. Bringing in those two safeties, does that signal to you that they want to free up Kyle Hamilton to move him around on this defense?
Well, that's what they want to do. You know, Malachi Starks was expected to be, you know, they lost Washington, you know, early in the year, off season, whatever. I mean, that hurt him. And, you know, Malachi hasn't really done much back there so far. But, you know, when you give up 13 touchdown passes, yeah, you make mistakes on the back end, you give up touchdowns. And they got to stop giving up the touchdowns right now. And safety is the last line of defense. So if they can upgrade that position, Kyle Hamilton is still good back there, but he's better when he's, you know, covering tight ends and blitzing and kind of being you know, the ranger in the middle of the field because of, you know, his instincts and his range.
If they can't get to the quarterback, though, is this all just sort of semantics? Like, we could, like, if they want to get rid of Zach Orr at the bye and let Pagano do it, right? But, like, they're last in the league in sack rate, they're third to last in pressure rate, and there's not a single individual on their roster who you think you have to chip or stay up at night figuring out how we keep them off our quarterback's, you know, body.
Yeah, I mean, Matt Vike still leads him in sacks, and he hasn't played in weeks, so. Yeah, that's to your point, Jason. But it could be just semantics. You know, I mean, you do have to affect the quarterback. And, you know, when you have to blitz in order to get pressure, you're going to be vulnerable on the back end. And so it's a short-term fix for a lot of teams. You'd love to just be able to control the line of scrimmage and affect the quarterback with four. You know, we're waiting on Mike Green to really develop here. I mean, he's just a rookie, so you got to give him some time. But I was a little surprised they gave up on Adafe. I know he hasn't, mm-hmm, in the stat column, mm-hmm, hasn't done much this year, but I thought he had a pretty good season last year. And I know he plays hard and he cares about the game, but it probably says more about the back end of their defense that they were willing to trade him for, you know, Alohi Gilman right now.
We're talking with Brian Baldinger. We're talking to Brian Baldinger. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. So, Baldy, the AFC's in a weird world right now. Supposed Super Bowl favorite Baltimore Ravens are 1-4. Super Bowl favorite perennially, the Kansas City Chiefs are 2-3. So the Bills just lost a game to the Patriots. Who is the team to beat in the AFC right now?
Well, Denver just had a pretty impressive win, you know, in Philadelphia. And so, you know, they shut the Eagles out 18-0 on their own turf. They look pretty impressive, but the Kansas City is, they got a tough game with Detroit this week at home. But offensively, I mean, they've turned it around the last 2 weeks. And, you know, if not for the pick six, and you can't just, you know, dismiss that, but it was a heck of a play and designed by Jacksonville to pick Mahomes on that throw, but because he never saw it, and they hadn't shown that at all. But offensively, the speed that they have in Tyquan Thornton and Hollywood Brown, you know, along with Xavier Worthy, is second to none in this business. And Mahomes starting to open up this offense. So I'm feeling like they're going to come back, and they're going to be a force here by the time we get to November.
Baldy, I know the Patriots-Bills game was very, very sloppy at times, but that was the Patriots' biggest win in quite some time. And given their schedule, where it's pretty soft, are you expecting that we could see New England back in the playoffs this year?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you look at, you know, that win, which they're 2-0 in the division now because they've also beaten Miami. But, you know, if you look at the next couple of weeks in their games, I mean, they have three home games in a row against, well, they play Tennessee, New Orleans, Tennessee, and then Cleveland, you know, and I mean, three teams that have one win will be favored in all those games, starting with New Orleans this weekend. You know, they got to go do it. But, I mean, Drake May is got real weapons right now. Stephon Diggs is played great, probably his best game he's played in years last Sunday night. And then, you know, Hunter Henry's been a factor. And the running game with the two rookies on the left side has been really solid. So I would say that they're on their way here to possibly earning a playoff berth. They've fixed a lot of things defensively, starting with their defensive line, and getting Gonzalez back at right corner really helps that defense out a great deal.
I would have probably said 2 weeks ago, like going into that game against the Giants, and obviously it's very, very early. But I would have said, like, if you made me power rank teams, I'd have had the Chargers in my top five for sure.
Yeah.
And that's with Slater. You already, you know, factored in he's out for the year. But this alt thing, and then now, right, there already was a bit of a soft spot in the middle of that offensive line. And now it just seems to me that Herbert's become a pinata. Like, now I'm worried about Herbert not even winning games, getting through the season. Like, how undermined do you think they are right now, Baldy?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Oh, tremendously. You know, I mean, that performance last week, I mean, Justin Herbert, you know, I mean, they did throw an interception at the goal line. The ball got tipped, you know, but for Washington to go in there and run, you know, run the way they did, yeah. I mean, that's not, you know, the Chargers offensive line. But, you know, Von Miller, I mean, all those guys ate against those tackles last week. Mekhi Becton, you know, he doesn't look anything like the player he was in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. He's in and out of the lineup, you know, every week right now. But, yeah, I mean, Justin Herbert right now, I think he's been sacked 16 times, Justin, at the top of the leaderboard. He's on pace to be sacked over 50. And, you know, last week, because of all those injuries, Amarian Hampton went from being all world to, like, literally just getting shut down by Washington last week. Didn't look nearly like the player that he had been. And so it's a real concern right now. And I don't know when Joel is ready to come back. I mean, they do get to go to Miami this week, and, you know, then they get a couple home games. But, you know, physically, they should be able to do what everybody does to Miami, just push them around. So, I mean, that'd be a get-back game for them.
Baldy, you mentioned Philly. They're 4-1, but their offense hasn't looked right all year. How concerned are you about what's going on in Philadelphia?
Well, I'm concerned because it looks like all the players are concerned, you know, and it's not just the fans, which are always going to be concerned in Philadelphia. You know, it's never really sunny here, but, you know, the own concern from all the players is, you know, our offense isn't right, and they're having team meetings and powwows about, you know, how they're going to get this right. But, you know, Saquon went from being all world last year, a lot like Derrick Henry, to, you know, not being able to barely getting 3 yards a carry right now. I mean, that's the source of a lot of the frustration. And then the quarterback is the only quarterback in the league that hasn't thrown an interception, which is good, but it's bad because he won't throw it.
Yeah.
You know, he'll just hold it. And that's what he's doing. He's holding the ball. There's no rhythm to their passing game right now. And there's no big plays coming out of the passing game. He just feels like as long as they have the lead, and they had a 17-3 lead in the fourth quarter, as long as they have the lead, like, why do I need to even chance anything happening that could go bad? And so it's leading to a lot of frustration between the offense line, the receivers, I'm sure some coaches as well. But Jalen's like, I'm here to win games. I don't care about the stats. So, you know, when you lose, all of a sudden, you know, that's not really the right answer anymore.
Baldy, I know we're still very early on in the season, but when it's all said and done, would it surprise you at all if Baker Mayfield ends up winning MVP?
He called that rat poison yesterday, didn't he? that question. I don't want to speak for Baker, but he's played shorthanded all year. He was without his all-pro left tackle the first 3 weeks, without his, you know, steady center playing left tackle. I mean, he had all these backups in there, and he just battled through it, and they're got a shiny 4-1 record, had a chance to beat the Eagles. He could be. I mean, he's just been that steady. And, you know, last week he's thrown to Tez Johnson, a seventh-round rookie, because that's who was available. And no Bucky Irving, no Michael Evans. It doesn't seem to matter. Like, they just keep attacking. Ibuka is amazing. So Baker is amazing. He's playing at a really high level. Now, you know, he's got, Barton and Bredesen and Worf's back in their spots. And they played great last week in Seattle. And so he's got all these comeback wins. I guess that's the scary part, is they've required 4 late-game comebacks, like in the final minute comebacks, in order to get to 4-1. You know, what if he can't do that every week? And if that's what it takes, like, this thing might not be as great as it looks from the outside right now.
Baldy, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you.
Yep. My pleasure, guys. Yep. Talk to you next week.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider. Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Northern Exposure coming up next. And Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski talks about the trade of Joe Flacco. He's now a Cincinnati Bengal. What did the Browns coach have to say? We'll hear it next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.